Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy alongside Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly here outside Gillette Stadium. And Andy, of course, for the Patriots, big news inside Gillette Stadium today, the signing of veteran receiver Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, no question. It's you're talking about a Hall of Fame talent who, yes, his numbers were down last year, but remember, he was coming off an ACL injury, still caught 64 balls, still a productive, probably more of a possession-type receiver at this point in his career, but you never know. A year removed from that ACL, maybe he gets a little more burst. But the biggest issue for me is it's a need signing. You lose Brandon Gibson, he goes on IR. Pretty good guy to sign in a situation where you needed somebody.
We know Bill Belichick has had a lot of respect for Reggie Wayne. He's praised him as recently as last year. We know that Wayne has a reputation as well of being a very intelligent wide receiver. So does that speed up the learning process for him? Maybe he's lost a step, but he can come in here and contribute within a couple of weeks?
Yeah, today Coach Belichick said in his radio interview he's an experienced guy with some versatility, which is great. But he also brings a cachet. You know, you talk about Tom Brady learning his receivers, building a rapport. This is a guy that I think Brady will respect from the get-go. That doesn't mean it'll be instant chemistry and great, you know, big plays, but it's not a young guy or an unproven guy who has to prove himself to Brady. This is a guy with a Hall of Fame resume, and I think that experience combined with the cachet should make his fit as well as you could expect midway through August as you head toward a season.
And though there's no prior relationship as teammates, nonetheless, do you see it as others do? Like, this could be the second act of Deion Branch in Foxborough, in a sense. Like, Branch came back to the Patriots, Wayne comes to the Pats late in his career and can contribute?
Yeah, no question. I think he will contribute this year. You look at, it's not just the Brandon Gibson injury where you lose him for the year, but some of the other guys are questioned. Aaron Dobson, questionable, is injured. Will he even be here when the season starts? Who knows? Brian Timms has a reported semi-major injury that he could be dealing with. And even your top guys, Julian Edelman missing time. If he starts the year banged up, where does that go? You bring in an experienced guy who was able to please Peyton Manning, so now he gets the other side of that Manning-Brady kind of combination. You know, I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to have a nice fit with Tom Brady.
You mentioned the injury to Brandon Gibson. Very unfortunate. He worked his way back on a long road to recovery. Looked like he was in a good position to make this team.
Yeah, no question. I thought he had a great summer. I thought he has caught everything thrown his way. He's been open, built a rapport with the quarterbacks. I thought he was a lock to make this football team, probably in that number four receiver role. And it's a guy that's now been snake bitten a few times here. And it's too bad because he is a proven NFL receiver who injuries are sort of derailing that career. I mean, this is a 50 catch guy multiple places, and you just feel bad for him. I know he sent out a tweet late this afternoon, I hope kind of making light of the situation. It was a statue with a broken knee. It said mood in there. I hope he is taking it the right way, where, you know, sometimes things just happen and you got to recover from them. But it's too bad because I think he worked hard and he really performed this summer.
And his teammate with the Rams and Pats, Danny Amendola, certainly seemed to be affected today. A little emotional when asked about Brandon Gibson's injury. From Patriots Football Weekly, Andy Hart, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.